Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
So I'm finding out very quickly, you need a team to keep your sanity. Otherwise, you're going to just drive yourself nuts. So today's been a whirlwind. I don't even know how the broker, I've only seen a couple of emails from like the broker and the lender and just getting all the papers and stuff. But on the business side, like, I'm still looking at a job. We haven't even closed the business yet. But yet, like, the managers need a card on file so they can order inventory. And the bank got charged the royalty fees, but I don't have the revenue thing set up yet, so it dipped way lower than I thought it would. So I'm now trying to figure out how do I get the revenue and not just pay the expenses for the bank side of things. But in order to get access to that, we use a CRM called MindBody. They're just an industry-wide CRM thing and how they handle payment processing too. And then I had to figure out my login and how am I going to log into the CRM to then add my bank info. And then it was just a hot mess. And so then contacting the folks up at franchise or the franchisor to figure out how in the world, like, do we get the bank info set up? We use a weird email server that is healthcare compliant. So it's not like just Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or something. It's this email I've never even heard of, but so I have to figure out what email app am I going to use. I can't just log into the website like this website.com. But then I have to, because there's no app that works with healthcare compliant email. So now, like, I gotta use that username and password. No username and password there. And so now I don't know how to get into MindBody. And so it's this thing of like, there's a kid's book called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, and then they have to do something first. But before that, they have to do something else. Before that, they have to do something else. It's the same thing. And all the while, I'm listening to a meeting thing, like a quarterly update at the day job. And I'm realizing, like, I need my managers, like, so badly. They're running the day-to-day operations. I'm not even teaching classes, handling credit card questions or scheduling. And I'm just making sure that business can, like, run. And, like, the revenue and the expenses and the member experience and inventory is all flowing. So, yeah, I guess my takeaway is if your business is struggling, you're doing too much. You're taking on way too much because I don't even own the thing yet. And my head is spinning already, and I don't even know how people do it. Folks that are like a one-person shop, unless you're like the plumber or you're the painter and that's it, and you're just self-employed, I can see that being more doable. But if you have employees, like any number of employees, you need to have someone to keep you organized, whether it's an admin assistant, an office manager, a business manager, or like a chief marketing. Like, I don't know, like, you need people to keep your sanity or you will, no wonder people work 80 hours a day. You're doing the job 40 hours a week, and you're also like keeping the business 40 hours a week. It's two totally things. I'm not even teaching classes and I'm busy like nonstop. Like, this is insane in a good way. I'm just amazed at how much goes on behind the scenes to keep the doors open for a retail joint. So yeah, if you're a business owner and you're overworked or you don't have time, you need a business manager or an assistant. If you can't afford one in the U.S., find someone international. Someone that knows English, someone that's been vetted and compliant, that's $5 an hour. Like, do something, my goodness. Because you will run yourself dry. And when you're working 80, 60, 70, 100 hours a week, you are not your best workout instructor, ice cream maker, painter. You will have a sucky product and people will start to ditch you for a more professional experience. People don't want Walmart products. They end up at Walmart most of the time. And Walmart's a cool company. They do a lot of good stuff, but there's a reason why it's called like bottom shelf pricing or like Walmart pricing or whatever. It's usually because it's your last result. And so if the only way you can get business is because you're the lowest price provider, that's a pricing revenue issue, and you're going to have a lot of struggles getting like the business running. Running a business is a job. Make no mistake about it. That alone is a job. You need to have the revenue. I don't know how. I'm not that good yet, but you need to have the revenue to support having people to keep the business going, not just the delivery of the business. What I mean by that, keeping the business afloat is like the club manager. Delivering the business, that's going to be like your head of instructing, your head personal trainer, or the person that does the thing that people pay you for. There's the people that keep everything organized, and there's the people that do the thing that they're paying you for. And those cannot be the same person. If it is, you're going to wash out, or you have no clients, and it's a hobby, more of a hobby lifestyle business than it is like an operating system business. So I'm realizing more and more, if I do one thing one time, make it a system and automate it or delegate it, there's no other way to do it. I'm learning that really quick and haven't even bought the business yet. So that's the learning from today. Just had to vent because the past 4 hours have flown by, and you're my audience, and no one is going to shout at me or stop me from speaking what I'm learning on the go. So we're clear to close. We're happening today at 3 to 5 p.m. We're going to be dropping off the closing gifts. I'm bringing the kids to the whole thing because life happened and they're coming with. It wasn't by choice, but by provision. That's the way it's going to be. So I'm going to keep plugging away. Got a few more hours of work to do. Then we're heading on over. We're going to sign papers and ink the deal. It's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.